Hey, good morning, everyone. Lindsay Piper Loomis here. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm sorry that I've kind of slacked off this week, but I am out of town and very thankful to be where I'm at here. But I just wanted to share with you some things that God is highlighting and looking at South Carolina this week. We saw a move of God unlike anything we've seen in the legislative area. God highlighted one of our South Carolina Freedom Caucus members, and God highlighted him across America so Americans could hear the voice of God coming through this man, fighting, defending, and protecting the voice of the voiceless, the life of the unborn, coming against this woke indoctrination, diversity, equity, and inclusion that his opponent, Congressman Timmons, has taken the heat for. Congressman Timmons, from his own mouth, from his mouth to our ears, we actually heard him supporting this horrific demonic agenda. And he kept trying to say, well, I don't support this. This is just edits and clips. But the truth is, every single piece of it was out there. And, you know, we've been asking for President Donald J. Trump to reverse his endorsement of William Timmons and put his full support behind Representative Adam Morgan. So what you see with Chairman Representative Adam Morgan of the South Carolina Freedom Caucus is very much the same thing that you will see behind the scenes. How he is on the front side, he is the same man behind the scenes. He is a devout follower of Jesus Christ, loves the Lord, and is constantly fighting for a United States Constitution, South Carolina Constitution, the protection and defense of the innocents, of the innocent ones, you know, the life of the unborn and children, the nuclear family, but also against this wasteful spending that's taking place. And there are other people, I've met most of the South Carolina Freedom Caucus members, and they are very much the same DNA. And I firmly believe that and South Carolina will be instrumental and influential in reversing the curse of this nation. This is something that has been spoken about for decades, but now we see it happening. God raised up the voice of this man to Americans. He's gone viral, and I thank the good Lord for this. But, you know, I've titled this, Why I'm Silent No More. Why are we supposed to be standing up? What is going on with the body of Christ? Why are we where we are, and where do we go from here? I've never minced words with you. I've never held back. That's not my place. That's not my role. I'm supposed to completely just put it out there. So, you know, we see the attack on our children. We have children standing up and testifying before school boards that they feel uncomfortable changing their clothes in front of a boy who's half undressed. They've never seen a boy half undressed. They see the outline of his male genitalia, and a child is crying out. Why is there not an adult there? Where is the body of Christ standing at that pulpit, so to speak, and talking about this? We wouldn't be where we are if the body of Christ was walking in our true identity as a blemish-free bride. We don't see that because the bride has gotten into bed with the enemy and enjoys the intimacy with Satan instead of paying the cost and sacrificing for true intimacy with the Lord. And so what we're going to see across America and what we're seeing now is the rise of the Islamic State coming in and infiltrating. But greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. We see a greater rise of the voice of the remnant that says that they want to be the blemish-free bride. They want to pay the price and sacrifice, and they want to be holy and consecrated before the Lord, and whatever that takes, having God remove everything that can be shaken from them so that the only thing that remains is what cannot be shaken. Hebrews 12, 25 through 29. And I know I've shared this word that God gave me in 2019 in October. I was sleeping and I heard the audible voice of God say, there will be a divine disruption in the systems. And I shot out of bed and I said, God, what are you saying? And he said, the platforms will no longer be about fame, name, pomp, and circumstance. Everything will be stripped back to Jesus. My image will no longer be prostituted. My voice will be heard. I will not be silenced and I will not be mocked. This is where we are. We see the Islamic State raping children and women and abusing them and bringing that culture and infiltrating not just America. We see it flooding the United Kingdom. Europe Eastern Europe, all across. But we see a people rising up. We see journalists that are being arrested and thrown in jail for no reason, for using freedom of speech. At least that's what we're supposed to have. We have people that are metaphorically being burned at the stake because they are taking a rise up against us. Even in South Carolina, former Governor Nikki Haley, current Governor Henry McMaster's alleged Republicans, this is where we have to say it doesn't matter what the party line is, they allowed child brides, marriages that had been consummated to these Islamic individuals to come over, and we give a place of refuge for this. We have to say enough is enough. This is an abomination to the Lord. What is happening to our children? You know, we cry out about Lakin, I think it was Lakin Riley, and I'm sorry if I've not said her name correctly. These girls that have been raped and murdered by illegal immigrants, violent criminals. But what about the other 85,000 children that went missing in 2021? Where is the outcry from the church for them? Where is the outcry for the children that are being held in cages or being used for adrenochrome production, organ harvesting, sex, drug, and human trafficking? Paid child rape. Where is the outcry of the church? It's not, it's rising, but it's not there yet. At what cost is enough? How many children, how many more children have to be sacrificed to Moloch and Baal and to these false altars, to Satan, before the church will rise up and understand that this is the most important issue of our time? Yes, salvation is important, but he said better that a millstone be hung around your neck and be thrown into the sea than to harm one of his precious little ones. So because the church isn't rising to the pulpit at the school board meetings, in the medical areas, and all these areas, the children are now speaking. A generation, sometimes two generations younger, is speaking. Now, there are some of us that are speaking out against this. People that you will never know that are serving in capacities to help these people out. But the church needs to rise up to her position. We have to stop begging Jesus to return and rescue us. He's already come. Now the bride must walk in her authority and understand that Jesus paid the cost, and we can receive that gift freely, but it cost him his life. Are you willing to count the cost and put your life on the line for the cross and for the kingdom of heaven? What does that look like? It looks like going in through society and saying, no, we're not going to have children's genitalia chopped off or chemically sterilized and brutalized. We're not going to allow the rape of children in our streets. We're not going to allow this type of demonic terrorism to take place in our country. We must stand up. And so the anthem cry is, I am silent no more. Are you willing to join in the movement? This isn't about me. This isn't about one person. This is about the heart of God crying out and saying, will you harness the voice of the voiceless and be their voice and fight back through peace, law, and order, but to stand up against the stronghold it's basically, I'm just going to say it. It's the queen of heaven. It's the queen of Babylon. It's Baal. It's Moloch. They have weaponized themselves against the body of Christ. And if you think that this isn't touching your local community, you're sadly mistaken. I have children that I get called about that have gone missing and no one's looking for them. They were trafficked through NGOs, Child Protective Services. They put them as a missing person, or sometimes they don't even put out a report. And the traffickers come back and pick them up. These children are given over to an unvetted individual. They get in a car and they're never heard of again. And some of those traffickers, when those children escape, will come across state lines and pick them up. And then the law enforcement agencies will say, oh, well, they ran away. No, they didn't. They're not running away. They're actually being taken by their traffickers. They're being threatened. So we have to go after this. We have children in our own country, Americans. We're the largest distributor and consumer in this pay child rape sector. How many more people need to understand that Meta, Facebook, and Instagram is harboring more child sex abuse material than Pornhub? Why is that not a problem? We have to start talking about this. What are the solutions? Running for school board, running for your city council, your county council, getting involved in the aftercare sector. There's mentorship programs available. There are opportunities to plug in ministry. You'll have to go through an extremely strenuous vetting process. We need more people to create refuge for these children and for people who have experienced trafficking. We need there to be more people that are willing to step up in the medical sector and to put an end to this mutilation of pediatric genitalia and even adult. God didn't make mistakes. When he created a male, he created a male. When he created a female, he created a female. He doesn't change his mind. It says he's not double-minded. He's a man that he should not lie. So I'm coming to you today to say, take a look at your heart, look in the mirror, ask God to remove anything that is not holy, disconnecting all unholy alliances, plugging in holy alliances. I'm going to continue to speak out about this, and this is a very short, abbreviated version. I have some people that will be coming on this podcast, but there is an anthem cry. The blood is crying out to God, and he hears it. And if we, as the body of Christ, choose to ignore this and continue to just be abdicating our position, be apathetic, we're guilty. We are so guilty of what is happening. And I'm not trying to say that there shouldn't be grace and whatever, but I'm done. I'm so over this. I don't have grace for people that are willing to turn their back. You know, one thing I keep hearing is that people can't handle the horrors of what's happening to our children. Do you think that children can handle the horrors of being locked in cages, being raped and tortured, and being drugged and used as satanic sacrifices? Do you think that they can face that reality? They're forced to face that reality. You as a believer have to face this reality. You have to. If you don't, then you're complicit in it. We have to take a stand and fight against this. No more. No more are the days that you can turn your back. So if your church is not fighting against this, I've got a book that I'm going to be releasing soon that talks about a call to action, but calls out the church. It's time that the church has to understand. If you're going to a church that is not taking a bold stand against this, your pastors can't handle the horrors. If you as a believer, if you are truly a believer of Christ and you say you cannot handle the horrors of this, then you have joined the synagogue of Satan. You have not joined the holy altar of God. And I would tell you that you cannot serve two masters. There, and I've spoken about this before, but there is going to be a purging and a cleaning out. Judgment comes for the house of God first, and it is coming for the churches in America. It is coming, and God is going to rip out the synagogues of Satan, the altars that have been created and erected for Satan and created a false intimacy, an intimacy to be in bed with Satan instead of a holy intimacy consecrated to the one and the only. He's going to rip out those altars. There is going to be a greater shaking still that you will see of church platforms, massive ministries. And I would say, woe to you that would cover for those that are being shaken. Don't let your unholy alliance and your experience with someone taint what God is trying to do. Step back and ask God to give you eyes and ears to hear and see what his spirit is saying and a heart of understanding, because God is going to completely uproot and throw down the synagogues of Satan so that everything is stripped back to his son Jesus, so that the holy altar of the Most High God can come in and rip out the scaffolding of the enemy. And he is the only one that remains. This is why America will continue to go through a greater shaking. But I tell you that if you will look to God, he will give you solutions. He will give you strategies to overcome so that you won't be shaken. The storm will ensue around you and chaos, but the God of order will work through you, and the light of God will permeate through the darkness. Thank you so much for tuning in. Please go to Lynzy, LYNZ.co. You can subscribe to the newsletter. You can go over to Rumble. Look, this isn't about me. I pray that God's name would be famous and great through this platform, and that any unholy alliances or anyone that is not supposed to be tied to this will be removed and erased permanently in Jesus' name. Thank you so much for tuning in. God bless.